1, 2, 3. Just give me patience. Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, bros, here's the thing. We all have that one guy on Facebook who sends you the links like, CBD, man, it cures everything, man. My gout, my anxiety, the fact that I don't like my mom because she's mean. And how do you respond to that, especially as a medical practitioner, when this drug, marijuana, that has been illegal and stigmatized for so many years, now there's a sea change in perception about it. And with that sea change, everyone is saying it's natural and it cures everything. And now, so how do you cut through the haze of the madness online? This video is going to try to do that. Okay, this is the thing. CBD, THC, what is that? CBD is cannabinoid oil or cannabidiol. Cannabidiol is one of the components of marijuana. It's a plant. It's very complicated. There's a lot of stuff in it, a lot of cannabinoids. And CBD in particular isn't really psychoactive. It doesn't cause the stoned effect. In fact, in the real plant, when smoked with the THC component, it may actually soften some of those, you know, high effects. Now, THC, tetrahydrocannabinoil, THC, let's leave it at that, is the part that's psychoactive, that gets you high, that's associated with the effects of recreational marijuana use. Now, what people have been arguing now is the CBD component has a lot of medical effects. So could it stop seizures? Could it be anti-inflammatory? Could it eliminate anxiety? Could it cure cancer? You see all these things floating around the internet, particularly in the naturopath circles and the bro high time circles. All right, now I'm sympathetic actually to marijuana, having been someone who did inhale, who went to Berkeley and UCSF. However, if you don't look at the science, then you're missing the point here, because even though it's natural, you still have to study it. And we haven't been able to study it because it's been Schedule 1, which the government says is no medical use. We know that's now untrue. All right, for CBD, there's evidence that it does prevent about 20% of seizures in a particular type of rare childhood seizure disorder. So it's a very narrow indication, and actually there was recently a pharmacologic agent made by a pharma company that was approved that's cannabis-based. Okay, so for that narrow group of seizures, there's some evidence that CBD helps. What about social anxiety, things like that? Only small case studies, animal studies. What about anti-inflammatory effects? Animal studies, small case studies. And again, these studies are terrible, they're biased, and so we need better data until we can say anything about CBD oil or CBD derivatives. What about, you know, cancer and all of that in terms of curing cancer? That is anecdote. It is correlation. There's no evidence of causation. And anyone who sends you that stuff, you better be suspicious to the 12th degree, because they be smoking that chronic. So CBD in particular has problems, even though it's natural. Like much of the supplement industry and the supplement industrial complex, it's entirely unregulated. So they've looked at CBD preparations. They can contain wild swings in the amount of actual active substance, which means if you're treating it as a drug, you have no idea how much of the drug you're taking or how much dosing you're taking. That's important because it turns out CBD actually interferes with the metabolism of other drugs. So seizure drugs can be affected, their metabolism, by CBD. So since it interacts, you really need to know what the dose is and how to adjust the doses of your other medications. It's not a magical, natural, easy-to-use cure-all. The third thing is the CBD components one in five of them that were tested contain actual THC, which is the active component that makes you stoned. Now, if you're giving it to your kid who has a seizure disorder and you're thinking, well, they're not going to get high, well, you better get the right preparation. So that's another problem. And the last piece is it can cause liver injury. So in the trials, up to 10% of patients actually had elevated liver enzymes. And 2 to 3% of those of the patients had to stop the drug because their liver tests were so abnormal that the doctors were uncomfortable. So this is not a drug without side effects. Now, what about the rest of marijuana? What does the data say overall about medical marijuana? Well, my friends up in Canada, James McCormick and others, author on a recent paper recommending guidelines for how to use medical marijuana. They reviewed all the literature, and we can trust them because Canadians get hella high, and they just legalized it. What they looked at with all the literature was that there are three conditions for which the evidence shows marijuana is better than placebo. And everything else, the evidence isn't good enough. These are the three conditions. Number one is chronic pain due to neuropathic pain, so it's a particular type of pain, or end-stage cancer pain, in which case using marijuana in addition as an adjunct to other medications can have some benefit over placebo. They don't recommend it as the first therapy. First, you try the other medications to alleviate pain and anxiety, and then you can use marijuana. And they actually recommend the medical derivative, the actual pharmacologic version, not the smoked version, because of dosing issues. The second condition is spasticity due to multiple sclerosis, due to spinal cord injury. So there's evidence that it can help medical marijuana as a third-line agent. So you're using things like Lyrica and amitriptyline and other antispasmodic drugs, and if those fail, you can add the marijuana component. The third indication where it actually works better than placebo, and this is actually the strongest indication, is post-chemotherapy nausea and vomiting. So people who've had chemotherapy, medical marijuana can benefit above placebo, you know, up to a 30% effect, which is really good. Now, what are the side effects? They are innumerable, namely getting stoned. So a lot of people don't like that. A small number of people can have acute psychosis. A small number of people get dissociation symptoms. There's paranoia, sedation, dizziness, low blood pressure, enough that people stop using the drug, particularly older patients. So it is not a magical side effect list, you know, natural thing that way. It's a drug, and we have to study it. So my calls to action are this. Share this with your CBD bro who thinks that, you know, just because it's natural, weed's going to cure everything, and send it with a reggae clip just to take some of the edge off. The second call to action is we need to study this drug more, which means take it off of Schedule 1 in the United States. It's crazy. And study the hell out of it so that we can get good evidence and derive the components of cannabis that actually help people for specific conditions and tailor it to that. The third call to action is if cigarettes and alcohol have been legal for decades and they cause untold social and medical devastation, why the hell isn't marijuana legal everywhere? So my call to action to everybody is share this and legalize it. Hits from the bong. Came to get high. Share this. We out. I'm dying over here. Oh, God. Why? Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters.
and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.